welcome back to another episode of Better English, Better Business, the podcast for German professionals wishing to improve their business English. My name is Daniel Nickel, and once again, I am joined by my co-host, Mr. Patrick Fabian. Hello, Patrick. How are you on this wonderful Halloween day?
Wonderful as always.
That is great to hear. Wonderful, though.
Wonderful. Not spooky scared, wonderful.
Spookily wonderful.
Spookily wonderful.
Okay, we're using an adverb to enhance the adjective. If I want to add meaning to adjectives, I have to use adverbs. Lee.
I think that was Lee. Our earliest correction.
That was one of our earliest corrections ever. Isn't that wonderful? Yes,
wonderful. That's totally spooky for me.
I want to get scary today. So let's just start off with some really bad news about English in Germany and your use of English. Yeah, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it is Halloween. And welcome to our Halloween special episode today. Not quite as intense, I hope, as last year's. That was funny. that was like our first special episode we ever recorded here on the podcast a year ago. Yeah. And it was fun. I don't know if I overdid it.
It was a little bit, I'm not quite sure if that is an English word, morbid.
Morbid. It was morbid. It was scary. And at the end, I had a really cool story. But because, as usual, we were running out of time, I went through it very fast. And I had a few people say, great story, but I didn't understand that much. It was very fast. Okay. So today I've got a little bit of information. I've been informing myself a little bit about Halloween. Patrick, did you do your homework?
Well, I might have done.
So have done means no. Just be honest, yeah? I know it's English class, but you can still do the German direct way. No bullshit, no lying. Just be direct. No, I didn't. Okay. So am I clipping a little bit, Patrick? I don't know. I think I'm clipping
a little bit loud today.
I'm excited.
You are so Halloween-y.
Yeah. It's unusual for me. I never really grew up celebrating Halloween, honestly, in Australia. It is the German influence, yeah?
Yeah, but
Germans love America. I mean, Australia also has a lot of Americanisms, but I think we're too proud as being Australians to be too American, although there's still a lot of cultural influence, at least when I was young. So, but I find Germans love American influence.
We are well Americanized?
Well Americanized, yeah. So, but I'll come back to a little bit of that, particularly within the context of Halloween and the introduction of Halloween into Germany, because I learned some new things on this little journey researching for today's episode. So, so we'll go into a few little details about Halloween, the introduction of Halloween in Germany, the economic impact of Halloween in Germany. That was your homework, by the way.
I know.
So I've done your homework for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
I'm glad you said thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like in school. I show up and present something.
This is your English class, Patrick. The work was done by others. That's why we started this podcast. I'm sorry. This is your English class. I'm a teacher. So when I give you exercises to do, I expect them to be done. Yeah? So
I'm very, very sorry.
So 2 black points for you today.
Yeah.
Very black.
I stand in the corner and feel ashamed.
You should do that, yeah? All right.
Okay, bye.
Anyway, I'm not going to be too hard on you. I just feel like doing it. It's Halloween, so I'm going to be the evil bad teacher today. I'm also going to finish off today's episode, so not with a story this year, but with a little, let's call it a Dickonian, or inspired from Charles Dickens and his Christmas poem. I have a little Halloween poem. And some vocabulary in there, which I'll introduce before the poem. And we'll finish off today's episode with a short little poem regarding Halloween. All right? How does that sound, Patrick?
Wonderful. As always.
Waiting for it. Okay. All right. So I guess I'll start off with a question, Patrick.
Ooh.
What do you know about the introduction of Halloween in Germany? How it came about? To be so popular. Well, so popular. That's also a funny thing. It's still growing in popularity, let's say, in Germany. So what do you know about the growth of the popularity of Halloween in Germany, Patrick?
ooh, honestly, I can't name facts. I'm just experiencing as it goes and grows. Okay. I couldn't pinpoint a definitive beginning of that.
Okay.
If I'm honest.
I mean, I don't want to talk about the history of Halloween and the American history generally of Halloween in general. I'm just focusing on Germany today. Side note, if you're interested more in the history of Halloween, go and check out our episode from last year. It isn't that bad. Just don't listen to the story at the end. Or do and challenge yourself. It's a great little story.
Or reduce the playback speed.
Yeah, you can do that easily.
Exactly.
Now,
everything's possible today.
So you're aware of the growing popularity.
Yeah.
So how has your experience been with Halloween since being a child, growing up in the 90s? I'm an 80s child. I only missed 15 days, 6.5 hours of the 80s. So people can do their math and figure out my birthday. Patrick, what year were you born in?
Well, also in the 80s.
Also in the 80s. So you had your...
But I feel more like a 90s.
In the 80s, you were at home with your parents. In the 90s, you started going out. That's where you started... exploring the world.
Awakening,
exactly. So tell us about your experience on what you remember of Halloween as a kid. Did you celebrate Halloween as a child?
No.
Did you go out? No? Okay.
No. And basically, friends? I do not recall Halloween being a thing late 80s, 90s.
Late 80s, it wasn't. I'll get to that in a minute. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
But not in my circle, sir. There might have been some Halloween parties going on in discotheques, but no. I can't recall anything. So I wasn't sweet hunting or some sugar hunting Trick or treating, yeah, right.
It's actually a trick or treat is a verb, to go trick or treating in English, yeah?
Okay.
Nice. So do you celebrate Halloween now?
Well, we do the decorations indoors and outdoors.
Indoors and outdoors. Okay.
Right.
Which is very inviting for fellow trick-or-treaters wanting to come around. They see your house and think, okay, we can ring there.
And also we hand out candies.
How many candies do you buy each year? Like 5
I'm
bags?
I'm not allowed to disclose.
That sounds interesting. Why not?
No, I have no idea, honestly. I think we overdid it this year.
Okay.
And that grew over the past years because we're living in a family friendly zone where I live.
Neighborhood,
yeah.
Yeah.
And the children are basically in the same age ranges. So all families have at least 2 kids. And the youngest are basically in the same age group as well as the older kids. So there's a lot of lively, playing and also Halloweening.
Coining a new verb, Halloweening, trick or treating. Let's just call it trick or treating. Yeah. Okay. So, and the streets around where you live, they're relatively safe for the kids to go out by themselves. Are they Spielstraßen? Actually,
no.
I'm just thinking play streets.
I live in a rural area, and that is quite hard. So there are no slow driving roads.
So there is still parental supervision required.
Yeah, to cross streets because these streets are, now they are with a speed limit of 30 kilometers, but before that they were 50, but let's call it 50-ish, so 100 or something nightly.
We love the ish words here on this podcast. 50-ish, 30 is also 30-ish.
Yeah.
So we know how people drive. Okay.
It's definitely more than the speed limit.
All right. I have... inspired by my great friend Roland and many other people, I'm sure, do this as well. Witches' hats, and I always put them out on the street when the kids get out there and doing things. Mm-hmm. What are witches' hats? It's a very Halloweeny word, actually, talking of witches. What's a witch's hat? Because if I say that often, some of my clients, students, don't really understand what I'm talking about. What is a witch's hat?
Well, basically, it looks like the choosing hat from Harry Potter. So it's a pointy hat.
It looks like a witch's hat that goes on a witch's head. And what is it? What color is it?
Usually black.
Ah, so you don't know what I'm talking about either, do you?
Then I don't know what you're talking about.
Why would I put black witches' hats in the street to keep the kids safe? Doesn't make much sense, does it?
Okay, then you mean traffic cones.
Ah, Pilornen auf Deutsch?
Uh-huh.
Ah, okay. Witches' hats, we call them.
Really?
Yeah, it's a nice Halloween word as well, isn't it? Kind of fits into the into the theme today. Yeah, a witches' hat.
The official... Yeah. Okay, nice.
Traffic cones, you could also call them, okay. I guess. Yeah, yeah. But witches' hats, it's commonly referred to.
Never heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Uh-huh.
There you go.
It really wasn't.
So throw out some witches' hats on Halloween in the street, and at least then you would hope that the cars, instead of driving 30-ish, mm-hmm. are 30 or under. Yeah?
Yeah. I thought it was more a superstition one.
A superstitious.
Yeah, superstition too. These hats will keep our children safe during Halloween.
Yeah. Should do an episode on superstitions, but not today anyway.
No.
So was it the kids that started your Halloween celebrations, or did you used to go clubbing with your wife and dress up in Halloween costumes as well before pre-kid days in your pre-kid, pre-child life? Yeah.
Daniel, honestly. We've made 70 plus episodes now. You know I'm quite an indoorsy guy.
quite introverted. Not a clubber. Not a clubber. Yeah.
I'm not introverted, perhaps, but okay. Let's call it a more casual extrovert.
Casually reserved.
Yeah, casually reserved. Yeah. That's right. Annoying extrovert.
a teetotaling extrovert.
Yeah, you said that. I still don't like that.
Why? It's a lovely word. It's a word we use in English. It's nothing. It's not negative.
Okay.
It's not negative. Yeah.
I'm just nodding along.
I know. All right. So anyway, let me tell you a little bit about what I discovered about the introduction of Halloween to Germany, because I thought if I might interrupt you,
I did my research.
You did your research?
Yes.
Just now?
Of course.
Just now. Okay. Well, then I'll be interested, and we're going to talk about that as the second point, not now. I first of all want to talk about the Halloween's rise in Germany.
Yes.
Then we'll come to the economic impact. Yep. But I'm interested on your very quick research, because I also did some quick research and it didn't quite give me the figures that I found when I did some more in-depth research. So let's compare our research afterwards. But first, Halloween's rise in Germany. Now, I had thought, before I started this, I thought that the rise of Halloween in Germany was primarily through the cultural impact of movies and television shows from mm-hmm. America. Yeah. However, I discovered something new, and maybe you'll have you might remember this or have a view of this. I'm not sure. But the rise really began in the 90s. This is why before the 90s, you might not remember so much of Halloween. And it came through the toy industry, which was, they obviously used strategic marketing to introduce Halloween as a new seasonal holiday. I say a new seasonal holiday because they found themselves having some problems mm-hmm. due to the Gulf War. Strange, isn't it? So, Patrick,
that
ladies
was
and gentlemen.
A spooky time, but.
Yeah, Patrick just got a very inquisitive, strange look on his face, questioning me, what? Okay, that's what I thought as well. So what happened during the Gulf War, apparently, and just what I found out from a few different sites, World News, mm-hmm. Take to News, The German Way, Deutschland.de, Your Link to Germany, Simple Ways, all confirmed this. So the public sentiment in Germany, what's public sentiment? You understand public sentiment? I don't know how to say that in German, sentiment, das Gefühl.
Ja.
So.
Die Grundstimmung oder das, ja, die Volksstimmung. Oh,
Volksstimmung, ist, ja. Ja. Ja, das Gefühl eigentlich ist the direct translation sentiment. So the public sentiment in Germany changed during the Gulf War. It created a really somber mood. Somber is down a little bit. Quieter, okay.
Dog.
And this led to reduced enthusiasm for lively celebrations like the famous one in Germany, Carnival. And it actually led to the cancellation of many carnival celebrations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which, of course, affected the toy and the candy and the costume industry. And so there was this cultural sensitivity. Germany's viewed large gatherings as inappropriate amid this international conflict. And this shifted the demand through this reduction in costume sales, and the retailers had to adapt. So the retailers were looking for new celebrations, and they saw Halloween as an alternative to boost the sales during fall, otherwise known as, Patrick, fall. We had this last week.
Autumn.
Autumn, thank you. So during fall or during this autumn thing, carnival celebrations going down, nobody buying, so they saw Halloween as a nice alternative. So with the celebrations seen as disrespectful during this tense time, Halloween provided a more subdued alternative, because I think Carnival in general is a much bigger party, much more happy celebration. And while Halloween is also, because I was asking myself, okay, for me, it just felt like we're exchanging one celebration for another celebration. So what's the difference? And then when I did some further reading and thought about it, okay, so Halloween is a type of celebration, but it doesn't have that same happiness and joy factor, which I think Carnival really celebrates. Do you confer, Patrick?
Well, I never did any carnival festivities. So I think in that sense, Halloween onboarded me.
Okay.
To festivities in that part of the year, yeah.
I mean, I learned about Carnival, Fasching, all these things when Fastnacht, when I came to Germany. It's nothing we celebrate at all in Australia. Yeah. So it was part of my German cultural learnings coming here. And I enjoyed myself when I first came to Germany 18 years ago with the Carnival celebrations. Had great fun, great parties. But it was really much more of a celebration. Yeah. So anyway, this led to the opening for Halloween. This atmosphere allowed Halloween to establish a presence, and this gradually has grown in popularity as an alternative celebration during the autumn months. Now, Halloween was in the beginning celebrated mainly by the young people. And when I think about this, I think, oh, well, I know older people today that celebrate Halloween, but young people in the 90s are all old now. So I guess that...
Hey.
Made me feel old, yeah? So this led to the introduction of Halloween in Germany and allowed it to establish a presence, which I found kind of interesting. So, of course, movies and pop culture, TV, music has all played a big role in the growth of Halloween and the rise of Halloween. However, so there's a little bit of some other historical influence from geopolitical factors involved in the rise of Halloween, which I found an interesting fact. Now, of course, Halloween in America is celebrated much, much more than in Germany. So it's really typical for people to even go to work on Halloween in their costumes, whereas I would say that's not so typical here in Germany. It still seems to be something rather done in the evening after work. The next day is, of course, a public holiday. We'll come back to that, some of the other cultural aspects happening in Germany around Halloween. In America, it's not so, that other things are celebrated at the same time. So Halloween stays as the main celebration and is celebrated widely, which we'll now look into a bit through some numbers. So now let's move on to the economic impact of Halloween. And okay. Patrick, now that you've done your homework on the fly while I've been talking, yeah, let me see what you've been able to dig up, and I'll confirm with what I've been able to dig up.
Okay. So, fun fact, 30% of Germans bought, Halloween purchase, did Halloween specific purchases.
Not did, change your verb. I don't do a purchase. What do?
Make. Made Halloween specific purchase in 2022.
Okay, they made Halloween related purchases. Specific, you could also say, in 2022.
2022.
30%, okay.
Yeah. And the economic impact, Halloween-related impact on sales, is now reaching around 320 million in Germany annually.
Okay, let me update that figure for you.
Okay.
So the 320 million euros in Germany is a figure from 2019.
Oh.
And it's all right, that, because this is one of the first figures I found as well before I went looking at some different sources. But Halloween in 2023, the Halloween spending has actually increased to an estimated 480 million euro. So it's gone up from 2019, 320, up to 480 million.
Nice.
The main... I've also got here some main spending categories, but do you have any other information first before I go on?
Because every major park in Germany also does now a Halloween season. So Legoland, Europa Park.
Yeah. Fun fact.
And that increases also the Halloween specific revenues.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact. As many of our audience members know, that I'm also a musician. I play the saxophone, and I used to do a lot of performing with SWR3. And one of the concerts we did each year was the Halloween party, which they organize in Europa Park. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, standing up on stage with a DJ dressed up as a funky ghoul. They did all the makeup and the costumes for us. That was fun. Here we go. I've got some, any other little facts or numbers that you've got, or they were your numbers?
Some later.
Okay. So I also found some numbers on the main spending categories. Mm-hmm. So 58% of German Halloween shoppers buy decorations, and 46% buy costumes, while 42% buy accessories, often with horror theme. Now, those percentages are of the Halloween shoppers. So if your figure is still correct at 30% of Germans. 40% now. 40% of Germans are celebrating Halloween. Mm-hmm. So let's say 58% of those are buying decorations, 46% costumes, 42% accessories. I also have it here, the popular Halloween events like the amusement parks, movie park, horror fest, events at Europa Park, Legoland, etc. And there's also a pumpkin festival. But I think that's general here in autumn, because autumn is the time for pumpkins. What's a pumpkin, Patrick, in German?
Kürbis.
And you had to think about that. I thought you'd just jump onto that straight away.
We have pumpkins on the porch, but...
Okay.
Honestly, I had problems to find the German.
As far as I know, pumpkins belong to the squash family. What is squash in German?
I don't know squash.
Oh, let's go and find out. It's interesting. I want to know. Kürbisse gehören zur Familie der Kürbisgewächse.
Sounds about right.
Squash are these mini types of, sometimes they're yellow, green, little vegetables. You can eat them. What's squash? Squash, Kürbis, Fruchtsaft, Getränge, Quetschen? Nee, that's from to squash something. So a type of Kürbis. I have to go and look that up. That's interesting. But I know that they belong to the squash family, and there are some other vegetables in the squash family. Yeah? Sorry, also, you had something? Yeah?
Yeah, we also, Ludwigsburg has the renowned Kürbis-Ausstellung in November. Claiming the title of the world's largest exhibition of pumpkins and drawing approximately 200,000 visitors annually.
Okay.
Not closely related to Halloween, but following in the same season.
And Ludwigsburg.
Yes.
Okay. Well, sorry. Ludwigsburg, help me.
Near Stuttgart.
That's near Stuttgart. That's the, okay. Mm-hmm. Stuttgart. Mm-hmm. And Ludwigshafen is Bodensee, Lake Constance?
Or is that I would say.
Mannheim.
No idea, honestly.
Patrick's shrugging his shoulders. You should know that.
That's not relevant for the Halloween story.
No, I'm just interested in German geography because sometimes I get my names and things confused. Ludwigsburg, Ludwigshafen, where are they? I've got to categorize these things. I'm still learning German geography. All right. Now, in the past, the celebrations for Halloween were always mainly in urban areas and popular among younger people, as I said before. And traditional Protestant regions often resisted Halloween due to its overlapping with Reformation Day, Reformationstag, in the past, which is also on October 31st. But from the little information I could find, that's also changing. So it's becoming more and more widely accepted. Now, let's take our little facts and figures and just compare them to the American market.
Yeah, one moment. I have one thing more.
Yeah.
Just one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So what have you got? There's also something I heard of, but never researched that. There's one of the biggest festivals, Halloween related in Germany. It is the biggest Halloween festival in Germany. It's the Halloween Horror Festival at Movie Park, Germany.
Oh, where's Movie Park, Germany?
I would say Bavaria, but that is just a wild estimate. Let's say they say, stay quiet, stay alive. And it runs until 10th of November. Let's have a look in the impressum. Where are they? Ooh. Bottrop.
Where?
Feldhausen. Honestly, that's in the center. It's north from Düsseldorf and north south of, from Enschede.
North of or south of. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Düsseldorf.
It's 45 minutes from Düsseldorf and 1 hour south from Enschede.
Düsseldorf. That's in the, what do you call them in the German? In the pot? In the...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
One so of the
it's more, way more northern than I thought.
Okay. But in an extremely populated area, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right. So, sorry, are you finished with your homework?
It was just...
Well, well done for doing your homework live here on the show. Yeah. So next time, a little bit more preparation, please, Patrick.
No problem.
You won't have to stand in the corner. Okay.
Aww.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm never like this with my clients, only with Patrick. Yeah. He allows me.
Okay.
You should see the look on his face right now. All right. What I also did when I looked up these spending numbers, I also did a little bit of a comparison with Germany. So, with America.
No, US.
With the US. Thank you. So, if the Halloween spending in 2023 in Germany was 480 million euros, what do you think or estimate that it was in America?
Okay, let's try to compare.
America's about 3 to 4 times the size of Germany,
I think 220 million or 240 million people in the US.
300 plus.
300.
I think, isn't it? I think,
possibly. So at least then we need to quadruple that, I would say, to come close. So I would say, let's do a round number. Basically, 2 billion.
Okay. You have to go north of that figure.
What?
Mm-hmm. Extremely.
Is it bigger than Christmas? No, it's not.
Well, I don't have that information in America. In Germany, it's the third largest holiday in terms of candy sales each year.
Okay.
Yeah, confectionery, et cetera. So Christmas, Easter, or Fasching, I'm not sure, but it's the third largest apparently.
So,
okay, and I just looked it up. The current population of the United States of America is approximately 345.4 million.
Oh, by I was
You were way off.
Way off.
It's all right. Yeah.
So I think my figures are still out of the '90s.
That's all right. So the information I have is directly from Investopedia, which is a great site, by the way. Investopedia, particularly side note. So if you're interested in investing, et cetera, yeah, and learn, if you don't know a lot about it, what I can actually recommend, and this is actually a great tool for learning financial English. So from an English learning perspective, Investopedia have a special tool where you can sign up with your email and they send you a financial or investment related term each day with the definition, and they explain what it is.
Oh, nice.
So for learning about investments, just generally, it's a really useful tool. Secondly, if you're interested in improving your financial English, it is a really wonderful tool. I recommend it. Go and check it out on Investopedia. Anyway, the information I have from Investopedia regarding the American Halloween spending 2023, they spent an approximate $12.2 billion US dollars. $12.2 billion. It's huge, isn't it? What a market.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm. And the average American, each average American spends about $108 on Halloween items.
Okay, that sounds a little bit, not so much, but yeah.
Yeah, but there's 350 million of them, so.
Yeah, that does, that's the trick.
And I haven't some done my math more, there to sum them up, but apparently they're the figures I got from Investopedia. Wow. Spending breakdown, they spend about $3.8 billion on costumes. They spend approximately $3.5 billion on candy, and decorations must make up the rest. I'm not sure. There's definitely significant spending on indoor and outdoor Halloween decorations. No exact figure that I got there.
Wow.
So they know how to celebrate Halloween. Yeah?
Definitely.
You want
candy
some Halloween celebration lessons? Go over to the US, I guess. Yeah.
Wow. And candy factory is on sugar rush between Halloween and Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, they're the interesting facts I have on Halloween that I learned as well on my little bit of preparation I did for today's episode. So I hope that's informative.
There you were 5 minutes late today. You did before.
No, I did this yesterday.
No,
decided
I'm just
to go
kidding.
And do a bit of research, throw a few ideas together. What are we doing? That wasn't why I was 5 minutes late today. I was busy this morning. I work just like you, Patrick.
Yeah. I know.
And I was still on time in comparison to you. You were later than I was today. So, and you didn't do your homework. There you go. Don't start getting cheeky with me.
I just wanted to divert the pressure.
Oh, nice try. Nice try. Yeah. Anyway. We're going to finish today with a little bit of vocabulary, which I'm going to introduce before I read a little poem for everybody today. So I think I have, how many words do I have? I don't know. 15 words. Let's go through them. Patrick, I'm going to give you a English word and I want you to give me the German word. Okay? Then I'll give you the definition.
Yep.
So the first word is nestled. To nestle, nestled.
Can you say nestled away?
Nestled away. Mm-hmm.
So
nestled in.
Basically, reingekuschelt.
Yeah, eingekuschelt. Nice one. Snuggled, another word.
Snuggled.
Snuggled or nestled or settled comfortably into something. All right. Grinning, to grin, like you're doing now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like that. Grinsen.
Grinsend. I love that word, actually. The German word is nice as well. Smiling broadly, often with a mischievous or spooky look. What is mischievous?
If someone has something evil in mind, it usually he looks mischievous.
Spitzbübisch. Well, that's a nice word. Does that fit? What a schelmisch?
Yeah, but this is... I think mischievous is also a little bit more evil than schelmisch.
Yeah, it's like naughty, bad, badly. But if you're grinning, it kind of has a...
Yeah.
It's more like a happy, mischievously happy, let's say. Okay? Adverb enhancing adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Mischievously happy. Just to recap our first lesson from today's episode. All right. Anyway, grinning is in the poem. Nestled is in the poem. Goblin is in the poem. What's goblin?
That's a small green figure, I think.
A mythical creature known for being mischievous or spooky, common in Halloween tales. They were also, I think, in the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, more Diablo the game is usually a small creature with also magical abilities.
Kobold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's another one in the poem. To shriek.
Ooh, the dragon shrieked.
Kreischen. Anybody can shriek. So if you get a fright and you shriek, all right. Cobwebs. Oh, this is a nice one. Cobwebs.
Spinweben.
Make-believe.
Yeah, that's a tough one to translate.
Well, it means pretending or imagining something is real when it's not. It's like playing fantasy play. So what could you say in German? I have a couple of words here.
Fantasiewelt.
Fantasiespiel habe ich hier.
Fantasiespiel, ja.
Oder Märchenwelt.
Yeah, it depends on the context, yeah.
Depends, I guess, on context. All right, so make-believe. Kids, always play make-believe. I love watching my kids at the moment. They're doing lots of make-believe. It's a fantastic age. And unfortunately, we lose those abilities as we get older and serious and et cetera. Anyway, we had the next word, pumpkin, Kürbis. We had trick-or-treat, Süßesaurus. Frown, what does it mean to frown?
The opposite of a grin.
Mm-hmm.
Turn that frown upside down.
Oh, I love it. Turn that frown upside down. Yeah? Stirnrunzeln. Could you say?
No, that's that. If you do,
that's also kind of frowning. That's a frown.
Frowning is usually, I think, connected to the movement of your mouth. So it's the opposite.
No, it can also involve the eyes.
You can frown without moving your mouth?
Mm-hmm. I'm frowning. Nobody can see us. I'm frowning right now.
He sounds frowning.
We should be doing this on a YouTube channel. People could actually see.
Really, no one wants to see that.
Yeah, of course, that's part of what we're talking about now. It's the gestures involved in language are important.
Actually, if you say turn that frown upside down, that needs to be connected to the mouth movement.
That is connected to the mouth. That's an expression because it rhymes. Yeah.
Yes.
But it doesn't take out the fact that it also involves the eyes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the Stirn, what's Stirn in English? The forehead.
Forehead.
Forehead, but we pronounce it forehead.
Oh.
That's a funny one,
English
isn't it?
English people.
Forehead, we're strange. All right. To take flight.
To take flight.
To take flight. What does that mean, to take flight?
Flight in the sense of fliegen.
Yeah, so it's a phrase which means to depart or to escape. So in the context, we're talking about
flüchten.
Flüchten. Yeah. We had to take flight, or they took flight. Okay. Yeah, they ran away. In the poem I have the word states. It's not referring to Bundesländer. It's referring to America. It's another way we often refer to United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just say the States. Die Staaten, glaube ich, auf Deutsch, oder? Yeah. Okay. Marked down. Mm-hmm. So if I mark something down, I'm talking about when I'm shopping.
It.
I see something marked down, I'm talking about prices.
Price reduction.
Price reduction. Okay, very good. Reduziert.
Mm-hmm.
It's marked down.
Reduziert. Mm-hmm.
Chores.
This is what you have to do. Pflichten, Aufgaben.
Yeah, and often things that we give have chores, and we give kids chores as well. Yep. So before you go out and celebrate Halloween, you need to do your chores. Galore. It's a nice word, one. Galore.
Hmm.
In abundance or large quantities. Galore. Im Überfluss. Mm-hmm. In Massen. Okay. Last one. It's a combination one. Cash register? What's a cash register? Well, yeah, it's
die Kasse.
I chose it because not everybody knows that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Die
Kasse.
Die Kasse. Mm-hmm. And what sound could you say that a cash register makes?
I love that sound. Kadaching.
ka-da-ching, ka-da-ching, or cling-a-ling-a-ling. And we might say also in English that it rings, particularly in this poem, because that's okay. One of the rhyming words. All right.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, to finish off today's Halloween special, allow me to read a little poem titled A German Halloween Eve. 'Twas the night of Halloween when all through the town pumpkins were grinning, not a face wore a frown. Cobwebs were hung on each window with care, in hopes that dear spookiness soon would be there. The children were nestled in costumes so grand, as zombies and vampires took over the land, with witches and goblins that shrieked in the night. The Germans all wondered, did Halloween take a flight? For once Halloween was quite spooky and strange. Now, thanks to the states, there's been quite a change. Costumes and candies all marked down in stores, making the new season much more than just chores. So up went the banners, the pumpkins galore, with a squishy fake spiders, there's always room for more. A whisper went round, Susasaurus, while cash registers rang like they do on all hours. And I heard them exclaim as they spent through the eve, thank you, America, for this night of make-believe. Patrick, I wish you a wonderful Halloween. Also, ladies and gentlemen, to all of you out there, if you're getting in the mood for things tonight, go out there, get scary, go and collect your candy, and don't forget to brush your teeth.
And for everyone, enjoy your long weekend.
Exactly. Have a great one. Talk again next week.
Until then.
Cheers.